All right, so we're going to be continuing the halachos of Ikur v'Tofel, and the question is, you have to always ask is, obviously one question is, well, what do you make, what's the bracha? Before you ask that question, you have to ask, well, is it one food or many foods? All right, so that's what we're going to be discussing today. So if you look at source number one, the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says like this, Klal amru birchas hananin. So is a klal when it comes to birchas hananin. Hananin dazinu basaruba. If you want to define what bracha you make, you have to go to the majority. Kamavuar the siman reish beis sifalef, which we've seen already that va'gosham nivsarev va'hacht haruvas lav dav kishir shel hakim. It's a very important point. This taruvas doesn't mean that you can't recognize. Now, it could very well be that you can see all the different foods, and they're all nicker what they are. But still, if it's one food, you go ahead and you make one bracha. That's it. Even though you might see many different things, afilu kol echad omav ne'atzmo. Even if every single one stands by itself, nami basarov aslin. You go after the majority. The tam hu klal, the tam is kosh ikur, anything which is ikur, even wrote tevel, hochem basar ikur. Kemoshe kosher taz, as the taz writes in Sivkot and Aleph Shom. It was simon reish yud beis, simon aleph, right? So, nevur, bein tevela mureves obav neyatzmo, whether the tevela is mu'urav, mixim is something else, or stands by itself, you go ahead and you still make one bracha. He says, and from this we learn out in Purim, that they put together sesame seeds of honey, and you mix in with it nuts. So if it's a majority of sesame seeds, you make adama. Even though you can see that goes, and those are very clear. He says, don't make a mistake and think this is like something's kosher and treif. Becoming kosher and treif, for example, if something treif falls into something kosher, right? And you can see the treif, you don't say it's batal, okay? When it comes to brachas, so even if you can see everything, if it's one food, you still go ahead and you still make one bracha. All right, now, so if you look...
You make the one bracha on the rove?
On the rove, yes.
So how does that go along with what we said last week about chalt?
Oh, so I think I'm going to step back for a second on my chalt, okay? Let's go, okay? All right? There's what people see, but I'm going to step back on that, okay? Shemen Zayas... Im shasu kemoshahu enam avarach alav shemen zayis. So, if you drink olive oil, you don't make a bracha, okay? Because it's just not done. It's not done. It's not normal, okay?
Somebody who did it.
Mishum dazuki mazgile, because drinking olive oil straight. I'm not so sure what the danger is, but
people drink olive oil because it's healthy to them. People take a tablespoon of olive oil.
Okay, fine.
That's
a medicine. You don't make a bracha medicine. Achlu impas, and if you eat it with bread, then you yanim avarachala the pas ikur and avarachala ikur of hotos atvela. Im shasu ma'urav, and if you go ahead and you drink it mixed with something. In mesoka, which probably means like a type of borscht, okay? Hanikra and nigron, which is very big in the days of the Gemara. So az ema mazik, okay?
It doesn't
hurt you. Adarabo humal legaron is good for your throat. Im huchoshesh begrono, if you have a sore throat, havile shemen ikurim varachala barbriates. So then you're doing it because it's sort of like if someone has chicken soup, okay? Chicken soup because you're not feeling well, you would make a shahakal, even though you don't feel well. So someone has this anigron, he would make a barbage because the ikur is the olive oil. He says, let's say you only do it because you want to eat. Okay, you make an anigron or shahakal. Okay, whatever that is. All right, now. So, yeah. Okay.
That's the yellow. It's the green
board. It was
gold. It's the green part of the
beast. Anyways, okay, three. So, if you nizarev yayin,
So if the ikkar of this deep olive oil thing is the olive oil that you make.
So what's fascinating is that in other words, it's normal to drink it, okay? But what's fascinating is we don't care actually what, when it comes to this, the drink, or what's more and what's less, right? We care more about what your kavana is actually when you're doing it. So let's go on. Shulchan Aruch, v'misarav yayim b'sheichar. And let's say you mix wine with beer. Azlin achar rov. So you go after the rov. Yim rov yayim avarach barpuri agepen. V'yim rov sheichar avarach shahakol.
Is it going up or going down?
What does that mean?
source number four.
Sima rovi ayin. Kidekaimalan kol shu ikr vimo tfela. Anything which is ikr and withers tfela. Varach al ikr apodos at tfela. V'chol min shehu harov hu ikr v'amia topolo. So anything which is the rove that, so that's the ikker. Okay, in general, is bottle time. He says that if you mix something with wine, so even if the wine's majority, if the taste of the, in other words, if you don't taste the wine anymore, you don't make a varapur agafen. He says, and it starts to explain. Sometimes people would go ahead and would mix wine with honey. They used to have, I think, Kedem honey royale. Okay, so then you'd still make a barbary agefen as long as the honey does not destroy the taste of the wine. He says now. So then the Mishnah Brura, okay, fine, that Mishnah was not really relevant to us. So the question is, this is what I want to talk about. So what happens when you go ahead and actually you have something like a cholent, okay? Because we said before, it seems if you have a cholent, from we saw before, you just make one bracha, mezonos and the cholent because of the barley. So if you look at the Chaya Adam, so he actually does not agree with what we said before. The Chaim is like this: Hey, mine dagon ben grufin, which is grease and grits, gagalach. Gagalach, Selinda, you heard of it?
Kind of wheat, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what the name is.
Which number are you on?
It doesn't make a difference. Shavishal, it's number 8. Shavishal and Sharminim. So he says that you cook of other things. Kederach Shavashalim Groifin in Bulbish. Tafuchi Adama. Vegegelach im Arvis. Okay? So he says. It's not really relevant. Afalgav the min acher rov. So he says the bottom line is like this. Even though we usually go by what the rov is, however, if you have one of the heim chamesh minim dogon in there, then that is the ikar. If as long as it's different taste. Afalgav the min acher rov. Keim shiyesh ba kol panim kol kach me heim minim elu bina shiyesh shalom or shesbat legamrei. So he says, in other words, and it's there in a way where you say it's not bottle. Mevarchim barmezonas al hagruvin amnam al shara minim tzorach ian. But the other minim tzorach ian. So play what this means in a second, because she says shari kevan sheinam own the mitnei atzmam veenam the enam meravim vegam igam eno yodua im zem mashnu vashnu biyachad. Hainu sheyitnu heiminim tam b'shar minim. Okay, so he says like this: since we don't know what's really giving a taste. Now, if you have something where something's not nicker, it's fine. You go up to mezonos. But if you have a food where there's items in the dish that are nicker and you don't know is the adama giving a taste in the mezonos or vice versa. All right, near a least the chayam says the tzarach levarich. You have to go ahead and make a brach on each thing. Right, each thing. Okay. What?
The meat gives the taste.
Could be. I have no idea, actually. I have no idea. But near Elish, it's Arach Lavarech. This is the Chaya Adam Shita. Aval, im nismachu muvarim, but if it's all crushed up and mixed up, aval vi shashar minim heim ro, even the rest of the minim ro, v'chein feinkachun, v'kemach shemetagne im beitzim ugvina. So feinkachun, which is made from flour and fried with eggs and cheese, Kevan sheyesh bo al kolpanim kemach litein tam. Since the kemach is to give a taste, mevorchin barvim mezonis make one mezonis. So he says, if it's one food, there's no question and everything's mixed in together and you can't tell what's what, you definitely go ahead and you make a mezonos. Aval, he says, so that's the point. But if you don't know, he said, and it definitely looks separate, then he holds the chai adam that you go ahead and you make a bracha on every single thing. Aval, im nasim bo rak kamal chedevek ba'alma. This is very important. If you put the flour in just for devek, and sometimes you might put it into a kugel or something, v'chein lifton shalav ham nasim bo kamal chedavko. Menasis topal avarach al ikar. And this he says, so therefore he says, if you put the kamach in l'devek ba'alma to keep it together, you put kamach in the meatballs, you don't make a mezonos. But if it's there for a taste, then you have to go and make a mezonos.
But no one would know except for the cook. I mean, if you're serving the meatballs, you're going to go around saying, hey, everybody, there's flour in there. You know, they could say it's
clear. No, but then you wouldn't say it.
So you wouldn't have to say. You have to say, and then you could do what we used to do in my house. That's my mother. Why is there flour in here? Is it devek
for taste? No, but like for example, when you make latkes, you put in like a tablespoon of flour just to hold it together.
Right.
That's literally right. Just to hold it together.
And I think in general, but the meatballs also probably.
Right. You said something else, not debit. You said when it's not debit.
Right, when it's
for the taste.
What is this? Yeah.
What do they call a fine cook? It sounds like more like a pancake.
Like right. Or a masala.
Right. Right.
And if it has got no flour, then what would you
make? We make a fine cook on Pesach. We call it a
bubala,
but it's
right.
A fine cook, and then we make
the zone. No, it's called a bubala. It's not called a fine cook. Okay? My mother never called that a fine cook, but it's called a bubala. Okay? Anyways, let's go on. All right. So he said like this. Now, the truth is that I was actually quite surprised because my mother used to call a fine cook without the flour. But anyways, whatever.
Yeah, so, I also have a fine cook. Fine cook is without flour.
Yeah, without flour. Right. Right.
Right. Yeah,
right. Right.
So if you're making meatballs, then you only make a shako.
Right. Yes. Yes. Okay. Now, so when I mentioned last week, is that if you have cholent and the potatoes are very big, you should make a separate bracha on the potatoes. Okay. If you're not eating any barley with it, this is the chai adam psak. All right. This is the chai adam psak.
So if there is barley, you make it on the.
I understand. This is the chai adam psak.
You can see it.
Yeah, but it's more than just the chai adam psak. Okay. Yes. The chai adam psak. All right. See, he says like this. So that's why I'm saying it that way for a reason. All right. See, so the chai adam says irav. Then source number 9. Irav beis minim sheim rechazon shavos. So the chai adam says he says that he put two minim that their brachos are not equal. The chai adam says. So even though each one gives a tam, you go after the rov and varach alav. But daf give inyan shein the meat and nicker, where the meat is not nicker. Which means according to the chai adam, if you had a fruit salad also, you probably should make two brachas and a fruit salad. All right. However,
so the chai adam says, but if it is nicker, you make a bracha on each thing.
Each thing, yes.
Even if there's a rov.
Even if there's a rov, yes, for sure, no question about it. However, I don't think we pasken like the chai adam. I mean, chai adam is a very big person, but I don't think we pasken like him in this situation.
You get more brachos.
What?
You get more brachos in the day.
Okay, but it doesn't mean you should make more brachos though. Source number 10. Ikur ma'urav. So he said, Mishnah Berura says like this. Kigon kol taruv v'shnei mi'inim. So if you source number 10, if you have two ruvas of two minim, she'echru ikur v'sheini abal l'tachno lachshiro. And the second thing is only coming the takein, the hachshirit, o afilu shneim, you know, to give a taste in it. That's all. O afilu shneim ikarim, or if both of them are ikar ella she'achad meruba mechavero, but one is more than the other, mechavero rov, huwa ikar rov huwa ikar. As we said in some reshchas, afilu kol min ovnev natzmo, and even if every min stands by itself, for example, like a cholent, the nicker nami, and it's nicker, must a rov, as you go after the rov. Valkein, he goes to the same case as before, v'purim shim, rachin, shum shim v'dvash, v'ram ben v'ti yagos, kol sharov, shum shim v'asur ikra al-zidim, v'arach bar yadoma. Umihu, zehu dafka v'shneim hu dover chashuv. He says, that's where both of them are a dover chashuv. He says, both of them are dover chashuv. Ha'im dover echa in dover chashuv, something is not dover chashuv, even though it's rov, it's bottle. And he says now. Then he says, "V'dad v'cheshes mina dagan leel sim reish cheste im meruvim shar mina afilu im amiut kol shenita behatavshil letam azlinam basrayu umavarach aleihem barim in mizonos levad. So he says, if you have, he says, if you have the chamesh mi adagon, that's always the ikar. The nifter taruvas ruvim ne shemini adagon actual ikar tamid. He says,
as long as it's there for taste.
Right. He says, except if you're going ahead and it's actually mamashes there. But he says, if you mix flour of water and it's very liquidy, right? So you can drink it, then you make a shahakal. In other words, he says, you know, if you have, what he's basically saying is that we always make mazonas if there's grain inside, right? What bracha we make on beer?
Shahakal.
Shahakal. Risky? Shako.
What if what's
whiskey and beer made
from
it? The answer is, if for shako, you go ahead and you make. If for drinking, you make a shako. That's the answer. That's the answer for it. All right. That's a very important point he makes. Now, so.
So wait. So do we hold like the chayyadim like the mishnah?
Hold on a second. So he says this. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in source number 11, Shano Cham Mishnah Zah Klal Kol Sheikrim Etvela Mavarach Alikar Apodesh Etvela. There are two types of tefela. Achas tefela mureves, or shni tefela shen mureves. We discussed that last week. You have tefela which you eat several times. Tefela mureves ketzad are shibishul shnei dvarim keechad. If a person went and ate two things at once, pa'ochel nosun keechad, and eats them together, k'moshim avashlin kitni osim groifin or groifin im tapuchi adam shikorin. What?
What is groifin?
I have no idea.
Barley.
Yeah.
Shikorin. Kartoffels, okay?
That's
potatoes. Bulbous, whatever. Shimyesh bezed dover. Shever chosim mazonos. He said, if you have sandwich of bracha mazonos, kemolokshin or farfel, umini groipin, arbane again, whatever, okay? He says, like, it's afilu heimamuat bechosim mazonos. So his goal is, if you have mazonos, you always make a zonos. That's the bottom line. The choshesh rachamishin afilu heimaat heimnas ikr machos chashivason, umavarach al kotash of our mazonos lavad, im load nasu der lchem achila, eladiviv al malisua, or shiro kamach lamayim. Achenasarach, as Mishmur says, she makes a shahakol. He says, so he said, if it's mazonos, she always makes mazonos unless it's for drinking. He says, avoshar mini ochim hochan acharov. He says, and then he pointed out that if you have rice in something, so when it comes to rice, even though it's a mazonos, that rule does not apply. And if you had more something else with a different bracha, in you know, you made rice with mushrooms and onions, right? And or shalant, and well shalant's problem is onus anyways, right?
Why? So,
because of the barley.
No, rice.
Right. Okay. But so then, so he says. So then he says. No, she never makes it. Okay, let's go on. Okay. Let's go. So I guess it's a Sephardi Pesach Cholent, right? Rice and instead of barley, right? So anyway, so rice is not like that. Rice, you still have to go up to the robe. Okay. So now, how do we baskin? So we look at the Bir Halacha, and this is very important. So the Bir Halacha, first of all, he says like this. First of all, interesting. I'm Mishaburo of Adera Chaim Oshid Ches. But didn't varm with Haganam Kasu Zelashono. Im Ochel Shnei Macholim, Shem Rabin Bekera of Kara. If you eat two Macholim that are mixed together in the Kara, Achas Im Iker Kavanaso Al Echod. If your Iker Kavanah is on one of them, Mevarach Olav Upotar Sheni, Afilu Hu Amuat, even if the thing which is your Iker Kavanaso is the Muat. Alright? Uvestam Mashu Arov Hu Iker. He says, but usually we assume that what the robe is the ikar. Aval yesh. So as I said before, when it comes to a nigron, it depends what your kavana is, what you want. You're more interested in the beets or the olive oil. Aval, but usually we can assume that what the robe is the ikar. Aval yesh b'taruva safilu ma'at meheiminim. But let's say you have a mixture, a little of heiminim. She'irvu b'toch le'lochom avarchum mezonos upoto rasheni. So as we said, if it's a mazonos, that's in the mixture, that's the bracha. Achein, then he quotes the Chaya Adam. Okay? Achein, b'chaya Adam, b'chlal nun aleph, sif yud gimel, u'b'chlal nun dalet, sif tes, mitzadeid, de'hecha de minkar, u'muvdol, komim v'nei atzmo, Mevarach al kol minumin, like a cholent. Velo azrinon basar ruba, velo basar hemine dogon, ula maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, nearer the suffix bracha sahaka, we go lahaka, and therefore a person should not be machmir for the chayo adam. Velo yivarech el kabircha sarov, the chain, the tasha shmurubo, mehen de gani, varach rapper mizonos. Okay, the chain mashrim, cut him as we saw at the beginning of the shir. So we go basar rov, and the majority is we go after the rov or by the mezonos. So he says, and he says, v'chein shemati marim b'shem go nechad. Now, so then he says like this, four lines from the bottom, about one, two, three, yeah, four lines. V'arotze locha shodas achayo adam, yemayech pri hadama. So you should crush the potato. V'yemurav mtite isa. Oh, hagrufin al hemine dogon yachar. If someone's a machar chayo adam, you don't make a parbre adama. You should mush the potatoes in a way where you can eat the potatoes together with the barley. All right, he says. V'yolchem v'yachar v'yivarchem mezonos al shnei minim v'yachar. V'chein le'inyan shar minim minim she'enim mechamish shemine dogon imarov b'min echad v'amin hasheni shehu amuat mudol v'yatzmo. So, and when it comes to other minim. If the rove is from min echad and the sheni is the muat, but it's muvdal, it's separate, you can see it, it's noticeable. So, for example, if you went ahead and you made apples with potatoes, kimon shebishul biyachad tapuchim medat tapuchi adama uchi agavna, sounds like a good recipe. Uchi agavna yivmaye chamir biyavarech chaverchas rove. Okay,
yes.
Rav Al Yashar pointed out. Okay. About this Bira Halacha, that usually when the Mishnah Berurah says that, you know, not, it's nice to do, but not necessary, he used to say, Minas Chasidus V'roi, right? His Lashon here is Varotz Halachash, okay? The bottom line is, there's no reason to be Choshesh Chayy Adam, okay? Make one bracha, that's it. If someone wants to be Choshesh, the way to do it is to go ahead and he says he has a different lashon. Somebody, you know, for someone who should do something, but it's not necessary. Right? But here he says, the Rav Yashar says that a person should not be choshesh at all for the chayy adam. If you want to be choshesh, do it like the Bir Halacha says. Okay, I hope I don't cause any shalom bias issues here. Can I understand it? I understand that there's certain problems going on here, but you know, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think talking that's not a problem.
As you're eating,
yeah, I don't think it's a problem, and I don't think also it means like your momish. You know, it doesn't mean like, you know, you
you mash
potatoes.
What happens if it's a
cholent
on Pesach and you have no
mezonos?
Yeah. Then you have to sit there and make a bracha on every single thing.
No, but whatever the ikkar is, whatever the ikkar is, whatever rov is.
Potatoes on
ice. Right.
Yeah.
So
everything is potatoes.
Okay. Number 13. Okay. One last Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. See, he says like this. He says, "V'ein lishon lefize." Explain the shavashim tashim and basher. When a baruch on a dasha, a brach miyucheteslo. V'al habasher shahako. Levi Chavi says. Let's say you say an example. You can ask the question. Well, a lot of times we'll make a chicken or meat with vegetables, right? Okay. So he says. So the question is, and you make chicken with vegetables. Usually, you go ahead. You know, we make a bracha adam on the potatoes and a shahak on the chicken. So he says like this. Okay, he says because he says when you call something ikar and tafel, when it's supposed to be eaten together, right? So when it comes to cholent, you eat the potato together with the barley and the meat. Now it could be you might not eat the potatoes, all the potatoes at the same time, and the food is still there. But the bottom line is the regular normal style is to eat the cholent together. But when a person goes ahead and eats chicken, makes chicken with potatoes or carrots, it's very possible you'll eat the vegetables first and then you'll eat the meat afterwards. And therefore, on that you go ahead and you make two brachas.
Even if they're cooked in the same.
eating the same cook in the same
what
pot.
If you make chicken on top of rice? And that's
what was on
it. I mean, then
I still
you make them, it's the way you
yeah. If you make a stir fry, then you make one bracha. Alright? Alex Stokum Vyakam Shavashim Grufin and Kitney Osim Tabuchi Adama Shlochim Vikabakhad. But even when it comes to stir fry, you could end up eating the stir fry by itself. Yeah. He says, you take so something where you take with one spoon rice and stir fry. Yes, you'd make one bracha. He says like this. He says imlikat hatapuchi adam etochatavshil vaochlin.
So what you said before about the spoon is a very good thing. Because like if I make chicken and potatoes,
yeah.
I put a fork in for the chicken and a spoon in for the potatoes.
Right,
it's not
right.
served.
Right. So let's look. He said v'chein lehapach. Very interesting. This I think he's discussing the stir fry here. The v'aser shechadchan lechetichos tanos v'ochlem v'yachad imam tashil nasim b'teilim v'teilim tashil chiyotzu v'choldvarim pashuhu. Okay. He says. And he's talking about a stir fry here. Actually, different way to describe it. But you're eating. You're cutting up meat in the chatichos ktanos and eating it together with tavshil. Yeah, he says like this.
So then you make the bracha on the chicken or on the vegetables?
Well, it depends what. It's interesting what it is because.
If the restaurant is really cheap, you make it on the veggies.
Well,
no, but I think
I'm not about the restaurant. I'm about the house, actually.
Thing.
Yeah.
You make a pita for the.
We get a lot of it is rice.
And
what do you do?
No, rice
with chicken and nuts and stuff.
Yeah. It's a good question because, in other words, you definitely have more rice than stir fry. I think depends, but the ikkar is definitely I don't know. In other words,
could the kavana come in then?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
the
kavana come in.
Kavana, that you're eating a pinef.
Yeah.
But are you eating chicken with rice or rice with chicken?
Oh,
that's like what
neither.
We said last week.
We make pepper steak. Peppers with.
What is there? What if there's no question of Ikar v'Tafel? They're all on the same level.
Right. That's basically what I'm saying.
So then you go by row.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you go by row. I guess you go by row.
If you have 12 a cup of rice, what's the row?
Right. then you have to go up your kavana.
It's like the afikoman, you don't break it exactly in half.
Yeah. He says. Then he goes on. Then he goes. Then he says. I think he's worried about that. He says. Upashidu, the chol dezamar b'shochal tashol b'shal shlo b'socha suda. Dilham tocha suda kulam tfeilim la lechem v'chasimot v'drasim. They say give them suda. Shapashar sasim. Right. And then he says if you have a dough, isam mules peiros v'aitzim b'v'gvina. He says the is the ikker, and you don't make a bracha on the milui, right? Even if you eat a little bit of the milui by itself. He says, however, the person goes to soy four and takes the filling out, eats filling first, and then he eats the crust.
The cookies.
Yeah,
or they open it up and then
So I think if we're talking about spaghetti and meatballs, you definitely make a mezonos. There's no question about that.
Because
that's mezonos. Talking about rice and I think you have to look and see how much rice you're having as opposed to having, if you're having like a lot of rice and a little stir fry, right? So I think then you would probably then make mezonos. If you're talking about in the house where you
not make shahakal or hadamah.
So
right.
It's rolls and not ikar.
Well, the robe is usually the ikar, right? But as we saw before that in general it depends on your kavana. Usually, you assume, right? So in general, I think that if a person has mostly rice with a little stir fry, right? I think then the ikar is the rice because the rice fills you up.
Like a cottage pie, a shepherd's pie.
Well, shepherd's pie is mezonos, isn't it?
No, it's potatoes. That's much more meat than potatoes. But you use potatoes as a crust. You got to decide
where your main kavana is. You got to make a decision. Okay, if you call me up, I'll ask you. You got to make a decision. You got to be up to make a decision. What's your kavana? Okay, you got to make a decision. All right.
Cereal and milk with food.
That was about last week. That was about last week. So it depends how big the pieces are, but you got depends on your intention. All right. Yeah.